Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Luke Works Highway Barns in the town of Lancaster. We officially opened it earlier this year. You may remember we had a Highway Barns in Clarence, and we closed that because of structural issues, and we built this new one. So we're welcome to many faces for the first time to our new Highway Barns in the town of Lancaster. I'm Erie County Executive Mark Polenkars, and I'm very pleased to be joined by a number of officials from county government, including our Deputy County Executive Lisa Shimera, who you'll hear from, our Sheriff John Garcia, who you also hear from, as well as our Commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services, Homeland Security Emergency Services, Dan Neverth, and the Deputy Commissioner for Disaster Preparedness, Greg Butcher. And finally, and not last, because we are in their home, you also are joined by our Public Works Commissioner, William Gary, and the Deputy Commissioner responsible for the highways and snow clearing, Karen Hoke. And you'll be hearing from all of us in one form or another as we discuss the preparations that we have in county government for the winter season and, of course, the upcoming storm. It is snow season. We've already had our first snowfall throughout Erie County, but we're expecting a decent storm to pass through our region starting in the overnight hours tonight through Thanksgiving and, of course, through the early morning hours on Friday. All areas of Erie County will receive snow. I think everyone knows that and understands that. We'll be seeing 3 to 5 inches in the north towns and upwards of 18 inches in the south towns. When I talk about south towns, I'm talking about southern Erie County, I should say, as there is a gradient in the storm where you could have 4 to 6 inches and very quickly be in an area where they have over a foot, primarily in the lower part of central Erie County, and then from the town of Boston in areas south, they could be seeing upwards of 18 inches over the next couple days. We know how to handle a snowstorm like this. We understand that we are in a winter environment, and that's why we prepare for it by having the equipment at the ready, the staff at the ready. One of the things that we are concerned a little bit about this snowstorm is the winds, which are expected to be 30 mile an hour straight line winds with gusts of up to 50. So it would not be surprising if you're driving during the snow storm, especially tomorrow during the Thanksgiving holiday, when the winds are still going to be expected to be higher, where you could be driving, it's fine, and then you enter an area where the snow's blowing and the wind's blowing very high, that you can enter into whiteout conditions. We have not heard of about a blizzard. We don't expect it to be blizzard conditions. But if you are driving in an area where the snow's falling and the winds are gusting up to 50 miles an hour, you could have whiteout conditions that prevent you from seeing the road. So we want to remind everybody that now is the time to prepare today. If you have not done so already, to make certain if you have a vehicle, that your vehicle is outfitted for the winter, which means having the appropriate equipment in. And I'm not just talking about a snow brush or an ice scraper. I'm also talking about having extra clothes in there, extra gloves, extra hat, scarf, blanket, in case you did get stuck on the side of the road. It's Western New York in winter. People get stuck on the side of the road every winter, even if we don't have bad storms. If your tires are bad, it's probably too late to get snow tires for today, but you need to replace your tires as quickly as possible to ensure that they're appropriate for the winter weather. We'll turn it over to our Public Works folks to talk a little bit about the equipment that we have at the ready. But as you can see from behind me and around me, just at this one barns alone, we have substantial pieces of equipment at the ready, not just plows, but massive snow plows that we've purchased in the last few years. There's four of those bad boys that we have across our county. We have equipment from the sheriff's office, which the sheriff will talk about in case there's rescues that needed to be made. We have equipment in our parks department that stands at the ready to assist in case we needed to get snow cats in areas where vehicles cannot. We don't anticipate that with the storm, but as they say in the emergency services world, you prepare for the worst, you hope for the best, prepare for the worst. And so we are hoping for the best, that the weather is not so bad, but something we can handle, but you prepare for the worst, and that's what we've always done. And I want to thank my partners in county government for always ensuring that we have a great workforce that's at the ready to assist the community in a time of need. It is not expected to be conditions that we've seen the worst of, but we also know sometimes snow projections of 18 inches or a foot could become 3 feet or more. That happened especially in 2020 with the storm, which was a little in November, which was projected to bring 2 to 3 feet of snow, and in the end dropped upwards of 80 inches. Let's hope we don't have that, but we're prepared for it in case it happens. As always, we're not anticipating issuing driving bans. Driving bans are issued for the safety of individuals, not just to clean the roads, but to ensure the safety of individuals in our community. If a driving ban is ever issued in the future, it is to ensure that only emergency personnel are on the road, not just so you can go pick up a pizza. Too often we've seen people ignore driving bans and ended up in situations where they put themselves at risk, and then we have to come rescue them. And sometimes conditions are so bad, as we saw in the blizzard of 22, we can't rescue people because we can't get out to them. So we don't anticipate those types of conditions with this upcoming storm, but you always have to be prepared for it. And that's why we're prepared in county government. We ask for everybody to be prepared across our community. Tomorrow's a busy travel day. There's going to be a lot of cars on the road, including driving through some not so good snow conditions. You got to remember how to drive in snow conditions. If it's snowing, you shouldn't be going down the road at 60 miles an hour. You should be pulling back your speed to something that allows you approximately 10 car lengths ahead of you with the car ahead of you. So if you had to stop, you could stop and not bash into the car ahead of you. So we want people to remember when they're going, if it takes you an extra 15 minutes to get to grandma's house, it'll take you an extra 15 minutes to get to grandma's house. But we want you to get to grandma's house safely, not get in an accident or stuck in a ditch. So we're prepared in county government. We've got dozens of trucks at the ready. I know the sheriff's office, emergency services, our parks are ready for whatever Mother Nature could throw at us. We just want the rest of the county to be ready. With that, I am going to turn it over to our Deputy County Executive, Lisa Shamir, to talk a little bit about some important information and numbers that people should have at the ready for the latest on any storms or winter weather. Deputy County Executive?
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. So we know that there are going to be a lot of travelers on the road, and there are two really important tools that we would like you to utilize when you're traveling. The first one is an app. You actually can text to 333-111 the word Erie. That gives up-to-date weather information and critical travel information. Again, 333-111 to receive these free alerts from New York State. That's also available across the state, so you could text other counties as well when you're traveling. The other important tool that we have in Erie County is, of course, our Ready Erie app. And that includes extremely valuable information. One of the pieces of information that we have on there is let's get ready for the winter. We've talked about this before. This is available in 13 different languages. It talks about how to prepare your home, how to prepare your car, how to create that circle of care, how to check on your neighbors and older adults in our community, and other valuable resources. So we talk a lot about how to prepare for a weather event like this. It's very important that what we do beforehand helps us during this weather event. So again, please take advantage of those valuable resources.
Thank you, Madam Deputy. We partner with the Sheriff's Office on many things as it pertains to county government, but especially during the winter. The Sheriff's team is an active part of our team. If we have emergencies at our Emergency Operations Center, we work well together, and it is my pleasure to introduce Sheriff John Garcia to talk about the preparations the Sheriff's Office is doing, and I guess some recommendations of the public.
Thank you, County Executive. You know, Erie County, we're hardy people. We've been exposed to some really severe snowstorms going back to the blizzard of 77, to stay at home and have a six-pack storm to Snowvember, and obviously the devastating storm that we had that took so many lives of Erie County residents. Again, here we are. We know what to do as Erie County residents. We just have to tell these, our kids, our grandkids that are not seasoned drivers what to expect. And as the county executive said very well, you know, it's always good to have a bag in your car with some snow boots, some extra clothing, some water, maybe a couple kind of meal bars, have a phone charger. And if you run into some conditions like we may experience in the next coming days, which are whiteouts, pull over. And I know there's different apps, as the deputy county executive said. Don't be shy about calling 911. That's what we're there for. We don't want you to venture out into dangerous conditions and put first responders in danger. But if you do run into trouble, don't be shy and call 911. We have great vehicles that we worked very well during the cyclone storm that we had, and those are the track vehicles. We have two-seaters, and the county executive was very impressed with how they worked, and we obtained 2 six-seaters. And I'll tell you, those were the only vehicles that we were able to use to deliver medication to. For example, in Main and Transit, it was a parking lot, and we were able to get people from their cars to the Main and Transit firehouse for a warming station. Again, prepare for the worst and expect the best is what we always do. And the people that you see here, we have a great working relationship with. The county executive has done a tremendous job in appointing Commissioner Dan Nevereth, which is a great partner, and Bill Geary and Greg Butcher. We're 24/7 people. We don't punch out at 5 o'clock or 3 o'clock or whatever other departments or offices do. We are here to help people 24/7. At the two jails, we still have food and medication and security, and our people going there. And so it's a big lift for everyone with these winter storms, but we're accustomed to that. And again, if you run into any trouble, dial 911. And other than, you know, just having a snow brush, I recommend to people maybe even get the rear window cleaned off. And everybody knows what I'm saying. Everybody sees those cars out there driving and they have 2 feet of snow on the back window. So, you know, check on your neighbors. As the deputy county executive said, please check your neighbors, see how they're doing, if they need anything. If you are not able to help them, call 911. We'll be there. That's what we're there for. And God bless everybody. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Please be careful and take your time. And if you need help, you know where we are. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheriff Garcia. We are in the highway barns for the Department of Public Works. As you talked about, 24/7, our teams in the highway office work 24/7, especially during the winter months. It is part of their routine. And it's my pleasure to introduce to the podium our Commissioner of the Public Works, William Gary, as well as the Deputy Commissioner, Karen Hoke, to talk a little bit about their prep in the department for the winter season and what we have at the ready, including some new vehicles that we've gotten and purchased in the past year. So, Commissioner.
Good afternoon. So, just go back in time a little bit. It's taken a long period of time to get to the ready state of a facility that's brand new, state of the art, along with the equipment that the Public Works and all our departments have been using. And that's great gratitude to the county executive working in concert with the legislature to provide the funds. Fortunately for us, 10 years ago, we were using equipment that was already 10 years old and had no end in sight of when we were going to have replacements. So that helps us in our response in getting out there. You'll see some of the new equipment outside, but these blowers, the snow blowers, hopefully this event's, we're talking 7-8 inches of snow and then ski country 20 inches. That's just an average day in the office for down in that area, and that's where the snow hopefully will be. But one thing to be precautionary with this snow is it's going to be a real heavy, wet, latent snow. So if you are shoveling, take your time, do it in little pieces. But especially as everybody's been saying, check on your neighbor. We're a city of good neighbor for a reason. Help out, get in there, and help everybody out. I'll let you have Karen Hoke explain how many pieces of equipment and some of the newest additions to our fleet and what to expect from our team starting today going through the whole winter season. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Our crews are ready to roll for the winter season. Coming out of construction season, they've got 41 plows across our 5 maintenance districts that are ready to hit the streets as early as this evening as the snow and sleet comes in. We also have our specialized equipment that is ready across our 5 maintenance districts. With the addition last year, we have 2 truck-mounted blowers, one of them which is here today. So our crews are ready to roll. We are heading into another holiday that they're going to be sacrificing time away from their family. So our message to the public is to give them the space that they need so that they can work safely, so you can get to where you need to be tomorrow during the holiday. Please follow our social media. If you follow Erie County Department of Public Works on Facebook, you will see regular updates as far as conditions from all 5 of our maintenance districts as they're changing and as the accumulation is coming in during the day tomorrow. So follow our social media for updates and for conditions and also for any closures that may happen due to the high winds, for trees falling down or down wires. You can follow us on social media to get more information. Thank you.
Thank you, Deputy Commissioner. As a reminder, we own 1,200 centerline miles, 2,400 lane miles just in Erie County alone. The Department of Public Works does not plow every mile of the road that is owned by Erie County. We have entered for many years now, decades, contracts with the underlying municipalities to plow roads. So even though it is a county road, it may not actually be plowed by the County Department of Public Works. You can find that list on the Department of Public Works website and see exactly who plows which road. So we just want to remind people that depending on where you live or where you drive, it may be a county road, but it could be plowed by the town of Lancaster, the town of Colden. It just depends on the contract that we have. Finally, among the individuals that are here, I want to introduce, of course, our Commissioner of the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services, Dan Neverth, and the Deputy Commissioner, Greg Butcher. We're hoping that the dishes, as we call it, has a quiet next few days, because if that's the case, we really don't have a bad emergency. It's just a traditional snow. But our Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Services always stands ready to assist in any type of emergency that should occur in our community, not just the snow ones. And when the really bad stuff hits, we would be in Cheektowaga at the Emergency Operations Center, which is maintained by the department. So, Commissioner?
Thanks. Just briefly, I've said it probably now for, 16 years when we have these things. It's about partnerships. There's a lot of great equipment out there, but if you don't have the personnel and you don't have the folks that are working together to efficiently utilize that, we're not going to accomplish anything. And I'm proud to say that our partnerships, not only with the sheriff's office, the county exec, the legislature, and all the other departments, buildings and grounds, DPW, the health department, that's what really drives this whole thing. It's the people behind that. So when we talk about impending snowstorms or other issues that are going on out there, this is a 365-day-a-year task. We have meetings. We go over things. We have closure plans for the 219, the 90, the 400. Those don't happen by accident. It's about building relationships with all of our partners, not just in county, but also at the local level. So I know that's really the unsexy part of this. There's great equipment out there, a lot of fun toys. But unless you have those relationships, which I'm proud to say we do, and we're encouraged to continue to develop, that's really where the rubber meets the road. So your part in this, you the public, your part in this is making sure that you're prepared. We have the equipment, but using that equipment, as it was pointed out earlier, is difficult to do if you're not following the rules and if you're not following the what we're trying to tell you to do. It's in your best interest. So if there's a road closure, if there's a driving ban, if there's anything along those lines, work along with us on that, please. We know it's inconvenient, but it's really inconvenient if something that could be cleared up in a day or two takes us 4 or 5 days because we're towing hundreds of cars someplace. So be prepared, do your part this winter season, and really all season, as I said, it's 365 days out of the year. We'll work with all our partners to make sure that we get through any issues that we have as quickly as possible.
Thank you, Commissioner. Two final things. We announced last week, of course, the new Erie County Winter Storm Scale website, which is produced by our partners at the University of Albany's Weather Risk Communication Center. You can always go to there. I know all the stations, of course, have their meteorologists based very similar information that you will see. But also one of the key things that we have is a breakdown over 6 hours over the next 3 days. So you can see what the expectation is, where the storm will be every 6 hours over the next 3 days. And something that we believe no one else has, which is a breakdown of how much snow is expected to fall at the thruway exits. So if you're going to be getting on the thruway tomorrow, you can go to the website, check it out and see, okay, you're getting on the thruway at the Williamsville exit, but you got to go down to Eden-Evans Center Road. You can see what the snow totals are when you're arriving. So it gives you an idea if you're going to be driving into some bad conditions. Finally, because I know I'm going to get asked this question, our salt barns are full.
Yes, sir.
They are full. We had the issues last year, and it just wasn't Erie County. It was basically all of New York State and part of the Northeast that had the problems with the salt barns because of the issues that happened at the salt mine in Livingston County. But our salt barns are full. We feel very confident that we should have enough salt through our contracts to be able to get through this year. Let's keep our fingers crossed, but right now we are fine. So if you want to go check out the salt, you can go to the barns a little bit further down and get the shots of the salt. But our barns are full. With that, I'll open up to any questions. The question for those who are watching live is it every season it seems like we have to educate individuals, especially newer generation, on how bad the weather can be and what you need to do in the winter. And the answer, unfortunately, is yes, especially as we have new drivers on the road who've never driven in these situations. And I'll turn it over to the sheriff to talk a little more about that. But often a lot of the accidents or people who get in trouble are because they were in really bad conditions or they didn't know how to react. I think we all know that first time we get behind the wheel of an automobile in the winter, okay, I gotta remember how to react in case the snow, I get some black ice or just regular ice, but you've done it before so you know how to react. For a lot of people, the first time they do it, they do the exact wrong thing because that's what they think they should do and they end up putting themselves in a ditch or a snowbank or crashing into the car ahead of them because they're too close. The recommended car length between vehicles is somewhere around 10. And that's sometimes, depending on your rate of speed, is not enough if you hit ice. So we would hope that everyone understands as you enter in the winter season, it's different than driving during the summer when you have dry pavement or even when the ground is just wet from rain, though you can hydroplane in rain. So we're hopeful that people understand when going out there, they need to drive as if they are just trying to get there safely. And then the other thing I will add before asking the sheriff to come up is the one thing we know now with all of the gadgets that you can find in vehicles, including the touchscreens and so forth, people are not paying as much attention to the road as they should be. And during the winter, that can be deadly. So make certain your number one priority is to get, even if it takes you an extra 15 to 20 minutes to do it. Sheriff?
Great question, Ms. Buckley. Every year we go through the same issues with new drivers, and it's not just with the winter storms, it's with high school graduation season, prom season. It really scares law enforcement because you have a lot of new drivers out there. And now with the winter conditions, you have sometimes this heavy snow, as Commissioner Geary said, that we're going to experience. If we have a warm-up, it's going to be ice. That's probably one of the most hazardous conditions around. So you got to give yourself some extra room, a lot of extra time to get out there, clean the car out. The new drivers should experience braking before they get into a situation where on a busy road. Remember growing up, pump those brakes. You know, the new cars, you just keep your foot on the brake. But, you know, there's a lot of concerns for us, as not only as the sheriff and as leaders of the community, but also as parents and grandparents and everything else, is what's going to happen the first time they go out there. So give yourself extra time. As the county executive said, focus on the road, not on the different gadgets that you have in the car. And if you run into any trouble, pull over. Just pull over. Whiteouts and ice are probably the most dangerous driving conditions. If you can't see, you can't brake properly. So, again, give yourself some extra time out there.
Thank you. Any other questions?
This question might be for Mr. Geary or for Mr. Nevers. Based upon the fact that it's supposed to be wet, heavy snow, should we be more concerned about power lines and utility lines falling down rather than blizzard conditions, visibility, and things like that on the roadway?
The question for those watching is, because it's heavy winds and heavy, wet snow, should we be worried about power lines, things like that falling? First, I'll say I've been in touch with Ken Kujawa, the regional director of National Grid today. They are keeping additional crews at the ready in case they do have power outages. But yes, that is a concern.
Yeah, I would say wind is usually the one that gets me more than anything. Snow is snow. We can deal with that. There's extreme snow, but then there's Western New York snow for the most part. But yeah, the wind is something that it does concern us, because it takes it beyond our ability. We don't do utilities, but we are constantly in contact as part of those relationships that I was talking about before. We have direct lines, and actually they reach out to us before we do most of the time with them. So we get conversations. There was already a conference call with NYSIG earlier today. As the county exec said, we have speed dial to Ken Kujawa and National Grid. Those are the type of things that we do worry about. But I would also say that utilities over the last 4 or 5 years have done a phenomenal job to cut back a lot of the what would normally be bringing down a lot of these power lines. And in addition to that, they've also come up with new technologies to reroute the electricity in the event that something major does happen. So wind is one of the things that bothers me a lot more than even the snow, but we're monitoring that, and we have everybody on speed dial.
When you're talking about weather events, like you said, with both snow as well as wind, how much of an impact do other aspects like snow fences, but also like how do you know where to put those snow fences out, right? I'm sure you're not just randomly putting them around.
The question was the impact of the wind and how that impacts decisions like putting up snow fences and items like that. Is the wind that is can be very concerning. The blizzard of 22 did not have a tremendous amount of snow. It was approximately 20 inches that fell over 3 days, but it was the wind and the extreme colds that caused the problems. We're not expecting winds like the blizzard of 22, but they're not going to be light winds. They're supposed to be 30 mile an hour winds with 50 mile an hour gusts. So you are going to see blowing snow, and it will be an issue. I'll turn it over to our folks from Public Works to talk a little bit more about that. But that's what the concern about this upcoming storm is, not so much the snow totals. Sometimes we get, if it's not going to fall 50, 60 inches of snow as a community, it's going to be okay. But as we saw in the blizzard, it wasn't the snow totals that were the problem. It was the wind. And that was the reason why people couldn't go anywhere, because you couldn't see anything because the wind was blowing so strong. It had constant whiteouts that in effect afterwards they determined was actually blowing so strong it was shredding the snowflakes. So hopefully we never have a situation like that again, but if we do, people need to remember it's not just the heavy snow totals that can cause problems in the winter. The wind and the extreme cold are the deadly ones.
And yeah, just to add to that, this is why November is really a complex time of year for us, especially the crews working in any public works, whether it's the county or all the municipalities. But they're the professionals. So you can see, like, we have a day like today. It starts out 50 degrees, heavy rains, the ground saturated. We're going to be going into a flash freeze possibly when the winds pick up in the next hour or so. That's going to, you know, cause some issues. The weight of that snow being heavier on any branches that still have leaves, we saw that all too familiar in 2006. That weight, you know, and then those crews also have to then come out of the plow truck to go out and cut up the trees across the road, work with the power companies that may have live lines. On the way here, we saw a line down on Genesee right by Harris Hill, and a dead tree fell over a power lead going into a house. So, you know, even though the winds aren't up to the 50 mile an hour range. Generally, our winds come out of the west, to get back to your question. Most of our north-south roads are really where if the professionalism in the plow truck, people know when to possibly shut off a salter and maybe not salt in areas so that, believe it, that snow can just blow across the road as opposed to sticking in those spots. But some of the snow fences, you know, in the urban areas, our streets are pretty, you know, I wouldn't say narrow, but we don't have a lot of storage because the homes and everything closer to the road. But you'll see it along the thruway. They'll put in those east-west areas where we would get normal southwesterly or westerly flows. The snow fence is far enough back, so when it hits that, it dumps it on the other side or creates a break. In the more rural southern and extreme northern parts of the county, we have some wide open fields, and those are always challenges for us.
Any other questions? If none, we just hope everyone's safe and have a very happy Thanksgiving. And it shouldn't be too bad, but if it does become bad in your area, just ensure that you take the necessary precautions and protect yourself and your loved ones. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.